from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Cayman Islands promise qualified cooperation with the U.S. on tax evasion matters. HIV/AIDS emerges as a leading cause of death in some Caribbean countries, and more campaign promises in St. Lucia ahead of the December 3 elections. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The authorities in the Cayman Islands say their signing of a tax information agreement with the United States yesterday showed Caymanian willingness to cooperate in the fight against tax evasion. Washington sees it as an accord that enabled the Internal Revenue Service to pierce the secrecy of accounts at Cayman Islands financial institutions. U.S. authorities reportedly want to clamp down on losses in tax revenue running into billions of dollars annually. Earlier today, the financial secretary in the Caymans, George McCarthy, told me that the sharing of tax information with the U.S. will be measured.
In that it is not a question of, let's say, open season. What will be put in place to facilitate this in the Cayman Islands is what is regarded as a competent authority under the Tax Information Exchange Agreement, in that this will allow for a screening process to take place and to make sure that the conditions for the request to be honored or to be complied with have been met.
What essentially Washington is looking for, though, is to recover tax monies held in secret accounts in the Caymans. How will that